Welcome to podcast 8 by the lady in blue. The world after. Where is the money? What is the future and what kind of concepts will work for your company in that future? What is the society like and what kind of business will work and so generate the money in that future?
Lady in blue, what do you do?
The world after.
Lady in blue, where's the money? The lady in blue, world after.
Where's the money?
The Tower of Pisa. In an industry where currently everything is dominated by marketing, and this is the case for decades. The market is saturated with highly quality items that are all rather similar. Eyeliner, mascara, jeans, hoodies, the Breton shirt, white shirt, many products that are almost all from a high quality. Still, the price is very different. And the only deciding factor of the different price is the branding by the market, by the brand, and that is leaded by marketing. It means marketing took the lead and determines our markets. But isn't this a little bit hollow? Isn't this a little bit strange that we can buy a black eyeliner for 5 euros and one for 30 or even 50 and they are both beautiful and work well? The same for the jeans and the same for the Breton. Now we had Corona. We are in the world after. We had a lot of Corona lockdowns and they have turned us into stubborn consumers. And the game of marketing now has changed. Consumers have found their own peace and autonomy. The consumer are no longer easy to guide and buy expensive products because of the brand, because they are their own entity. What happened is that the consumer was left alone. There were no directions to follow by the social network because they were not there. We didn't connect with them. There were not many directions by the brand simply because there were no collections launched or far less, and there were no shows. We started to experiment with clothes and makeup and other things ourselves. We started to use whatever we have. We started to change it. We started to be naughty. We started wearing an official top and on the bottom nothing, and then having a meeting. We just did whatever we felt like. We became very autonomous and we became our own identity. At the same time, we had a lot of spiritual influences. Simply, we needed to enforce ourselves in difficult times. And it made us more in peace with ourselves. Self-love was central. And we started to enjoy ourselves. And with that, accepting it and accepting our own values, even that creating them, being happy with the body as it was, being happy with everything we were instead of feeling maybe not okay because of the social rules or the social beauty rules, we started to make our own rules. And that made that we became very autonomous and at ease and peaceful with ourselves. The next step of that is that we are okay with ourselves, creative, naughty, stubborn, not following trends. The next step is that when we want to buy something, or better to say, add something to what we already have, something we can use, or something we can wear, or something we can put in our house, as simply as that. We look at what we have, don't we have it? Then maybe we go on the market and see if there's something that can add value to what I have. That means that we want a specific product, but we don't need so much the identity of the brand, because we need the product. We are already happy with ourselves and our identity, so we don't lean on that extra value of the brand. So concerning an eyeliner, we like to buy an eyeliner that makes a nice line on our face, and it's probably beautiful on our makeup table. But we are not specifically looking for that extra identity where we pay maybe 25 euros for, because that identity is borrowed and it's like a common thing towards the other people in many cases. We have that identity already. And now I'm not saying that there's no place for higher end. It's only when it's real value in the product, that it's beautiful designed or it has a wonderful quality, that it really does something to ourselves. So if the white t-shirt or the Breton is really, really beautiful, well-made, good fabric, maybe has something special, yes, then we can do it. It means that we go away from products pushed on the market by marketing. We go to the real value of the product. Then I come to the story of Pisa. The story of Pisa is one of being different, being unique, and then having an extremely good marketing that comes out of the product. The Tower of Pisa is well known on the whole world, and the effect of the marketing of that product that stands out is not only on the tower, it affects a complete city. That whole city is there, business-wise, just because of that tower. It's the story of being unique. It's cracked and it's unique. It stands out from all the older towers. Sometimes being unique can be the deciding factor between fame or obscurity. In a time of the stubborn consumer, the industry should dare to break the decade statement of marketing focused on equal products, on similar products as other competitors. Become the Tower of Pisa that stands out from the crowd. In an industry filled with straight towers, the leading one will get all the attention. In fact, from hollow marketing up concepts, we go to realness within the product that we are selling. And I don't say there's no marketing. No, that instrument we still have. But it means more force on R&D, whether it's technology, whether it's quality, whether it's design, whatever unique. And then you might think, how are we gonna do that? Because we are not used of that anymore. I like to say a little bit background of the Tower of Pisa, because it's a classical story of failure turned into success. A critical mistake that should have doomed the tower turns out to be the only reason that it reaches its success today. The inequality of the tower is the only reason it's there. But the reason that it happened was rather stupid, because when they built the tower, after two floors, it was already crocked. Then they stopped it for, I think, 100 years, not sure about that. And then they continued building it on that crocked fundament. And everybody is doing that. We would say, and even still, I was talking about it with someone, we were like, stupid. No, not stupid. It was a success because it stands out. And that's lovely. There's another story which is a little bit similar but different, and it's the story of the glue of the Post-its. In research and development, they wanted to develop a very strong glue, and it didn't work. And they found they ended up with some glues, and you could tear it off. And then it was a long story to reach where they are now with the Post-its. But at least, and that's what I want to say for R&D, but also, you know, the design and whatever. See what's happening and then react on that and stay open for miracles. Stay open for the unexpected. React on what's happening in your company, in your lab, in your mind, in the world, and in the future, and use that to make something unique. Make sure you make the correct product between all the straight similar ones, and then market that really well. All right, thank you. This was podcast number 8. Is that correct, what I'm saying? It was podcast number 8. I hope you enjoy it. I would like to express that I'm talking a lot about future trend, future trends, and what is very important that you have a good idea of the future of your market, clear enough. And on the other hand, and that has to do also with product development and research, see what's your company like, what's the identity, and how can you glue your products, develop them in such a way that they go along with that future trend, that they fit with the future consumer. That's a part of creativity, concept making, and that's what I love to do. So if you want to discuss this, I'm open for it. I love to do it. And it's like seeing what's the future trend specific for your company, and then looking at the product range, the identity of the company, and then match them together. All right, I hope you're on holiday. Look in the world, think well, and also relax. See you next time. For more information, of course, theladyinblue.com and at theladyinblue. Have a nice day.
Lady in blue, what do you do? The world after. Lady in blue, where's the money?